KF8BDD standing by.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
This is KF8BDT, KF8BDT, mobile and standing and listening.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.
Yes, this is KFA. DCU.
KDAC. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KDADX, this is KFA. DCU. KDADX, this is KFA, DC Zulu.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
YVF Mobile.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF Mobile.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
88 MMH. Is anyone on frequency?
88 MMH, you 5x5, Mike.
Thank you much. Trying out a different radio for tonight's net. Just wanted to see how it sounded.
Very good, Mike. Good audio. Sounds good to you. Sounds good to me. Back to you, sir.
Thank you much, Rob. Appreciate it. We'll be starting the net here in about 4 minutes or so. Thanks.
Very welcome. KC, let's see how I'll be listening.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Mike, and my call sign is KD8MMH, Kilo Delta 8, Mike Hotel. I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or are in and out. Please call net control now.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha. In and out.
BCQ, Dave in Bay City. I will be in and out. 7-3, guys.
Okay, I have Rick, KC8VOA, as in and out, and KD8PCQ, Dave in Bay City is in and out. Do we have any other mobile short time or in and out stations? If so, please call net control now. Nothing heard. At this time, I'd like to take check-ins from any Echolink stations. Any Echolink stations wishing to join our Monday night net, please call net control now. Okay, nothing heard from Echolink. At this time, I will take regular check-ins. All other stations wishing to join our Monday night net, please call net control now.
This is... Kilowatt Charlie 8, Sierra Delta Lima, Rob Bay City, no traffic, Mike.
KC8YVF, Ron, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Dave, W8DW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is. November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo. Bob and Frank Moore Township, no traffic.
This is?
Eddie EUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is? KDA-PAZ, Minnie Burt, no traffic.
Alrighty, good evening everybody. This is KEHAZN, Greg from Beaverton, Michigan.
Alright, got a good start to the list. Let me run down what I've got here so far, see if we've got any corrections or anybody else to pick it up here at the end. First off, I had... Rick, KC8VOA, is an in and out station. Thank you, Rick, for joining us tonight. and I had Dave, KE8PCQ, also is in and out station. Thank you, Dave. Regular check-ins tonight. First off, I've got Rob, KC8SDL, followed by Ron, KC8YDF. I have Dave, W8DW, Bob, N8KPR, Tom, N8DUI, Mini, KD8PAZ, and I believe it was Greg, KE8AZN. Is there anyone else who would like to join the net, or are there any corrections? If so, please call net control now. We will go ahead and get the net started. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. Hope everyone's staying warm. We've got some cold weather on the way here. And also, it looks like coming up Wednesday, late afternoon, Wednesday evening, Thursday morning, we've got a good chance of some decent amount of snow coming also. They say possibly 6 inches. I've heard anywhere from 5 to 8. So Channel 5 WNEF was saying 6 inches. So get the snow shovels, get the snow blowers ready for Wednesday night. I'd like to thank everyone that came out to our club meeting Friday night. Had a good turnout at the club meeting. Got a lot accomplished there. And also like to thank everyone that came out for breakfast Saturday morning. Levi's, we had a good turnout there also. Let me break for a second. So trying out a different radio tonight. I know in the past, Ron and some other people had mentioned that there was some not as clear a signal, I guess, as I could have been running the net. So the little Yaesu FT1500 that I got up in Cadillac from Lou, W8LOU, picked that up and got the software to program that. So figured give that one a try tonight and see how that sounds to everyone. One thing I did notice, the speaker on it is quite a bit smaller, and I'm sure you can hear me okay, and I can hear you, but it's definitely not as loud and clear and a little bit more tinny than the 2900 that I had been using. So anyway, with that, we'll go ahead and get the net started. Start off first with Rob, KC8SVL, and standby Ron. Rob, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
And likewise to you, to my KD8 MMH and group, so Charlie, you know, Tolima. Good copy, 5x5, but I should have mentioned it when you tested your radio. You just got a slight tinge of the AC hum. Nothing to complain. I mean, you got a good signal, you're 5x5, so no big deal. It's like my old HF rigs. I got one that has a little AC hum, but it works anyways. But good evening, sir. Yeah, you're right about the weather. It got pretty chilly last night. I guess my friend WJV and Carol got down below zero. He said, yeah, I stayed home at the warm side of the door. That's what I'm going to do tonight. It's going to get pretty chilly tonight there. But other than that, doing well. I got to go see the doctor tomorrow. Oh, yes. Never fails. I got to see my foot doctor and another doctor you get looked over. And that's going on tomorrow. So I'm glad I don't have any other appointments from tomorrow on, because Wednesday evening it would not be a good day to get out and about because of the weather. So let me see here. Other than that, oh yes, I got a little kind of good news. I mentioned that I'm Greg to that he cordially invited me to go to and mention this in May. Cannot wait, but unfortunately, like the watch wireless is now, you don't buy any more equipment. If you do, the watch will be changed. Oh, great, hi. So, but looking forward to going to the ham vision and seeing us. So, okay, Mike, doing a great job. I'll hand it back to you, and you guys take it away. Katie MMH, KCFL.
All right, very good, Rob. Appreciate you joining us tonight, and thanks for the signal report. I think that's what Ron mentioned, too, from my previous nets that I ran was a little bit of hum on there, AC hum, so. We'll see what we can do about that. It may be the power supply I've got here, but we'll try some different things. All right, next up we will go to Ron, KC8YVF, and standby Dave. Dave, W8DW. Ron, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, everyone on the net. Hopefully I'm coming in okay tonight. I see my antenna's back up, acting up again. There's some days I get... full power and very little reflective, and right now I have as much reflective signal as I have transmit signal, which isn't good, so my SWR is about 3-1 at the moment. But 5 minutes from now it's in something else, so I don't know what's up with this radio sometimes. But anyhow, yeah, you still got the hum on there. Your audio is clearer than it was before off the other radio. So, but that hum is still in there that you had before. So whatever works best for you, we can understand you either way. But, yeah, the hum was there no matter what. So the common denominator, I guess, is the power supply and where you might have it. Because switching the radios, that hum is still there, and that's the predominant noise that you have over anything else. So let me break for a second. All right, other than that, weekend was spent around here. Of course, we had Thursday night, Mike and I went up to Midland for their meeting. I did a presentation for them on Medtastic, just kind of the basic run through and some general things. We kind of ran out of time. Presentation that I have normally takes about an hour. I had about 45 minutes to do it, so we had to kind of hurry it up and cut it short a little bit. But got the message across at least. That was the good thing. Friday night was our club meeting. Did pretty good at that again. Not a real good turnout. Hopefully, again, it's February. It's cold, so hopefully we get a few more people as the weather warms up and the weather improves at least. And Saturday, we had the club breakfast in the morning, and then I had a dinner with some friends. My old motorcycle group did a dinner up in Freeland, and boy, was that kind of unexpected. It was at the Second Street Sports Bar, sports pub up there, and at 4:30 in the afternoon for dinner. And we've been to other restaurants, that's why we moved it earlier to 4:30. Usually it's not too packed. I got up there, and there wasn't a parking spot anywhere. I had to park about 150 yards away in Pat's supermarket parking lot and walk over. They had in a side room, they had a bridal party going on. In the main room, they had I don't know if it was a kid's birthday party or what, but it was probably, they had probably 30 to 35 people, parents and children. So a bunch of kids in our table, we had reservations right in the middle of all of these kids. So the sound level in there was quite excruciating, actually. The weird thing, all the women were basically dressed in sweatshirts, and all the men were dressed in dress shirts, ties, and jackets. I hadn't figured that one out. So the women, I guess, were taking care of the kids, and almost all of them had just a sweatshirt on, and all the guys were in at least dress shirts and ties, and some even had suit coats on, so not sure what that one was. So extremely busy, which kind of surprised us all, so we spent about an hour and a half there yelling back and forth across the table to try and visit with everyone because of the noise level that was there. So, yeah, Sunday was a lot quieter. We were home. I did watch parts of the Super Bowl. That was a boring affair unless you were an Eagles fan. I was kind of rooting for the Eagles anyhow, but that wasn't even a contest. It's like Kansas City went there with the expectations of we're going to win the game, so just give us the trophy now. And they weren't prepped to play that game at all. They got manhandled on every which way but lose. So the final score wasn't, they scored 22 points, but that was basically late in the third and fourth quarter, and the game had already been decided at that point. So, but the wife and I enjoyed it. We did our own Super Bowl party, just her and I had some wings and munchies and other things like we normally do. So we enjoyed the night the best that we could. So with that, Mike, back over to you, KC8YVF.
All right, very good, Ron. Thanks for joining us tonight. Question for you, too. Well, first of all, yesterday I went to, I saw something on Facebook last week about Krizak's in Bay City had a chicken dinner special on Sundays. It was either takeout for $8.99 or you could eat in for, said $13.99 for the four-piece chicken dinner, mashed potatoes, vegetable, dressing and then the soup and salad bar and a dessert. So I tried that out. I was surprised the place was empty. But anyway, it was very good. And the question I had, Ron, is I took it off the power supply and went direct to the battery and wondering if that made any difference. So how does that sound to you now, Ron?
The hum is gone. So there is a little tiny bit in the background, which I'm going to say is the radio at this point, but the dominating hum has been eliminated. KC-YVF.
All right, well, thank you. That's the power supply then, because like I said, I unplugged from the power supply and went direct to the battery. So, all right, appreciate that. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the KDAZ repeater. And continuing on down with our list, next up we will go to Dave, WADW, and Standby Bob. Dave, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, real good there, Mike. KD8MMH, WADW. Okay, I did watch the Super Bowl. I was rooting for the Eagles. I figured that if the Eagles fell behind, I was going to turn it off and go do something else. But anyway, we played with the CQ Worldwide reading contest yesterday. Didn't do anything on Saturday, and I did maybe 4 hours on Sunday. Ended up with 75 contacts, a lot of Europe, and had fun with that. And as far as Meshtastic, I was surprised. I looked at mine, at the nodes on there, and I had one node on there. It had one hop. It was from 101 miles away, and it was at 17,000 feet. So must have been an airplane down by, and on the map it showed it down in the Detroit area. So I was quite surprised with that. So Meshtastic, 101 miles away, one hop. Anyway, that's all I got this time around. I'll turn it back to you there, Mike. KD8MMH, WADW.
All right, very good, Dave. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Yeah, that's quite phenomenal with the range on that Meshtastic, obviously from an airplane or something with that height. And also I watched the Super Bowl yesterday too. Most of it, missed bits and pieces of it. Primarily also for the commercials, which nothing really spectacular there. I know some years they have some pretty interesting and some good ones, but I didn't see anything that really stood out in the line of the commercials this year either. So, all right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Bob, NAKPR, and Standby Tom. Bob, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, and everybody else on the net. I had something pop in my head, but it popped out just as quick. I should have wrote it down. Oh, well. But I spent a week in Mexico, playa.com, and with some friends, the wife and some friends of ours. And everybody's sick but me. So I suppose I'm going to be getting something here shortly. Wife's sick. The other two couples we went to, they're sick. And I'm sitting here thinking, well, I don't have nothing yet, but if the wife's sick, I'm probably going to get it. I can't escape that. But we'll see what happens. But the weather was nice. The bad part is, though, we went to some New Year's Eve party, and everybody caught something from there, too, and I never fully recovered from that one. I'm still kind of, like, plugged up nasally. But so we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I was going to mention something else, but maybe it'll come to me the next time around. But other than that, not much going on here. Just playing some radio today, working on the basement floor, getting ready to repainted part of it, and getting to finish it off. I got it's kind of like a grinder type deal with these teeth on it. It takes the old paint off, takes some of the cement off, too, but gets it right down to the cement. Takes time, because, you're using like an angle grinder with this thing, and so, you can do like maybe a 3x3 or 4x4 foot section at a time, but it works pretty well. Works really good. But back to net. This is NAKPR.
very good, Bob. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Hopefully you will stay healthy. Maybe you're the only one that didn't drink the water. Everyone else drank the water or something down there. Keep your fingers crossed. But, hopefully you stay healthy and don't catch what everybody else caught. I know a gentleman I used to work with, every winter they would go down, him and his wife, to Mexico for a couple weeks, Cancun and different areas down there. And after a while, he gave that up, and they've been going down to the Florida Keys, Duck Key, I guess, and some other keys that they did that the last few years that they went down. Anyway, very good. Appreciate it, Bob. Continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Tom, N-A-T-U-I, and Standby Mini. Tom, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks, Mike. This is N-A-T-U-I. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well. Staying warm. No, I have yet to get any type of virus or illness, sickness, knock on wood. My wife and I, Barb, we've been staying inside a lot, and we haven't been exposing ourselves too much to the outdoors, but then anything could change. You walk past somebody and catch their virus, so it's possible still to get this summer yet, so hopefully it won't happen. I've heard a lot of horror stories from people who have got that norovirus. It's a terrible, terrible stomach flu. Let me break real quick.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
And, the norovirus is terrible, I understand. So hopefully we have some friends who the husband and wife, they were on the receiving end of that virus, and they were just laid out horizontal for like a week. But hopefully that doesn't happen to us. So anyway, not too much. We got some big snow coming in later this week. So Barb and I, we decided to travel to see my mom in the Thumb, Pigeon up in the northern Thumb area. We're going to take her out to a pre-Valentine's Day lunch tomorrow. So we're going to travel to Pigeon and pick her up, take her to Bad Axe for a meal, just visit. And then come back and then not get stuck in the snow it's supposed to be coming. So I have yet to use the snowblower. The snow hasn't really been that much. It's like fluffy dusting, so I just scrape it off with my push shovel. But the snow we're supposed to get, I may have to fire up the snowblower and use that on Thursday when the snow blows. I think it's supposed to stay here until Thursday afternoon, I believe. And it's supposed to be a fast-moving system, so I think by Thursday afternoon it's going to be pretty well done, so I'll just get the snowblower out after that and go to work. So anyways, that's all I got for this go-around. I'll toss it back and hear what everybody else has to say, and catch us all in the 72 round. So this is N-A-E-U-I.
All right, very good, Tom. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Like yourself, I've been lucky, knock on wood, too, that I haven't caught anything yet this year. And I know there's, you look at the news and the whole country, all the states, they've got colored purple or red with the different viruses and flus and whatever going around. So, yes, try not to get out too much and stay away from the crowd. So, appreciate it. One thing, too, I forgot to remember, too, an announcement. I got an email today from Dennis, NADRF, the Midland Club president, and one of their members, longtime member, Dennis Caney, WD8DPT. I knew him. I don't know if anybody else knew Dennis. Sometimes everybody called him Denny, too. He became a silent yesterday. So there will be a memorial service this Saturday, February 15th at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church. He was a life member of the Midland Amateur Radio Club. And a couple notes there. Said in 2004, 20 years ago, Dennis started an amateur radio club at the Central Middle School, basically to get his grandkids interested in amateur radio. And that effort eventually led to the two school clubs that they have today. So, and also Dennis had that little communications trailer that he built. They used it at field day, public service events, and search and rescue events, and that trailer is now belongs to the Midland Amateur Radio Club. So if you can remember Dennis in your thoughts and prayers and his family. So one sad note to pass on. All right, continuing on down our list, next we will go to Minnie, KD8PAZ, and standby Greg. Go ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KD8MMH. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good net going here. Good group in here tonight. Not doing too much. Sitting here mostly working on my puzzle here. Putting together a 1,000-piece puzzle, and I've got it a little over half done, so I've just been taking my time and staying inside where it's warm and just going to the mailbox for the mail. That's about it. So other than that, I enjoyed visiting with Mary and Dave and all of you on Saturday. I had a good breakfast there and enjoyed seeing everyone. This is KD8PAZ back to KD8MMH.
All right, well, very good, Minnie. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Yeah, it was great seeing you there Saturday also at the pub breakfast. So, all right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Greg, KE8AZN, and that'll bring us to the bottom of the list. I'll do another standby then. Greg, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening to you. This is KE8AZN, and, you know, it's, I think, about 13 degrees here in good old Beaverton. So I got a few inches here that are on the ground, and I'm expecting a few more inches. Maybe Wednesday night, I think, is when that'll suddenly pop in there. And, yes, I did catch a cold, and I'm just still kind of struggling with it. But I think for the most part it's behind me now. So I don't want to make anyone ill, so I'm not going to be going out doing too much public things. I'll just wait till I'm absolutely symptom-free, as they say. I'm just going to take a quick break. But at any rate, so I had a funny story that I was going to relay to you. I was in the grocery store there today, and something fell on the floor there, some bread or whatever it was, and I kind of hustled over there, you know, to pick it up, and a young man got there before me, and he said, "I got this, old man." And I kind of stood there stunned for a second, and I swear I'm not old. I so swear I'm not old, but I guess I am. So now I'm kind of down and thinking, oh boy, I'm old. So this is your KO Gunner here, KE8AZN. Back over to you there, Nat. Thank you for doing this tonight, and great evening. Thank you.
All right, well, very good, Greg. Appreciate you joining us this evening. I think that's today's generation. Anybody probably over the age of 25, if you're 18, they're calling old. So I would not take that personally at all. And temperature-wise, yeah, you said 13 there. I've got 18 on my outdoor thermometer here right now in Saginaw. So appreciate you joining us. Thanks once again, Greg. That brings us to the bottom of the list. Is there anyone else that would like to join the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now.
KE8AZI, Richard Saginaw, Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Zulu, India.
All right, I've got you added to the list, and you're up. Go right ahead.
All right, well, howdy, everybody. I haven't been on the radio in a little bit. I don't know what the topic is, or if anybody's got anything. Yeah, I agree, it's still cold out, and I'm laughing about being called. I got this old, or being somebody younger than you, saying, "I got this old man." I feel the same way. I'm not old yet, but I feel like it at times. and that all I can network have it back.
All right, well, thank Richard for joining us this evening. Appreciate that, and we'll be back around here shortly with the 73 round. Is there anyone else who'd like to join the Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now. Okay, back up to the top of our list, we'll start off with Rob, KCHSDL, and standby Ron. Rob, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Good, Mike, what's you there? Very good. KVMMH in the group, Kilo Charlie, that's me. Yeah, that was kind of humorous about the gentleman that said he was going to pick up the bread. And the kid there said, old man, I says, yeah. Well, I'm a kid myself there, Mike. Rob's only 63, but I'm catching up there. I'll be old here one of these days. Anyway. Yeah, very good. Like Ron said, your unit now sounds great. That difference between daylight and dark, but even though with the ACM your audio was really, really good there, so yeah, I'm on my Icon 2100H hotel there. My late mother-in-law bought that for me in 2002 because my first radio I had was a Heathkit HW2036, a 2 meter radio, about three times the size of this Icon, and that was a nice little radio. I got it to a Midland Swap. And I got my license. I took the test, and so I said, I need to get a license. I need to get a radio, so I picked that up at the Midland Swap. And I used that for a lot of years, but pretty archaic. So I might know PL. You had to have a PL for the repeater for another repeater. You didn't have one, but it's that one time the VAARC, break about it. AARC repeater on 145.3. You want to need a PL. That was pretty neat. That's where I used to hang out on a lot when I first got that radio. But my Icon here, I like this radio. I've had this thing for years. I had one little problem with it. It was, for a moment, it indifferently connected up to the wrong polarity. But it didn't quit working, but I had KC8 ELQ. Paul there from Bay City, he looked it over. There was a diode in there. It was partly cooked, so he placed the dial on the Icon, but I've been this radio for, oh my gosh, I've had it for 23 years, so I do like the radio. Okay, that's all I got to report. Mike, you have a good week. You take care, stay on the warm side of the door. That's what I'm going to do for sure. 73, so you take care. 88, and my mate to the group. So, 28, cheers, those radio. Good evening, Mike.
All right, well, very good, Rob. I appreciate you joining us this evening. 7-3 to you also. You have a great week ahead, and stay behind the door and stay warm. It looks like it's going to be a cold week ahead here. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the KADAC repeater. Continuing on down our list, next we will go to Ron, KC8YVF, and standby Dave. Ron, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening again, Mike, everyone on the net. Yeah, another one of those old folk stories here. I have a friend of mine who was sitting at home one day, and she was watching the news, and the television, it was cold out, cold or heat, one of the two seasons, really hot or really cold. And the TV news person said, yeah, you want to check in on those elderly neighbors, you know, to make sure, you know, they're okay. And she stopped and she thought for a second, says, wait a second, that's me. I'm one of those elderly neighbors now. So she never really thought of that before. And they were in their mid to late 70s. And it was kind of like, wait, we are those elderly people they're talking about on TV. So, yeah, we're all getting there. And you never think of it that way, you know, check in on those elderly people. Those are people that are, you know, 20 years, 30 years older than you, and I'm thinking, well, there's not too many people that are 20 or 30 years older than I am, because they would be in their 90s, so, yeah, it makes you think a little bit. I've got some snow coming in there on Wednesday night, I guess, into Thursday. The watches went up. I see Grand Rapids went up earlier today, and then that followed this afternoon. I'm kind of surprised that White Lake put it up. Normally, they're kind of late to the game. They don't post them until they're really kind of sure and gets close. I wasn't expecting anything until tomorrow morning, possibly, to be posted, but they did get them up today. Most people are in that 5 to 8 range, they're saying, so we'll wait and see how it develops. Unfortunately, I got to find out. I have a dentist appointment in Flint Wednesday at 4 p.m., so by the time my wife and I get out of the dentist and get back to Saginaw, it would be into the 6:30-ish range, and so we're going to have to see how the weather is. I'm definitely not going to drive down to Flint if the roads are bad. I'm not going to risk ourselves or a vehicle for the dentist appointment. We'll just have to reschedule that, so if that is the case. So if you do have to go out and about that, I will still have to go to work on that day and get home that night, but we'll make it there at least. So 73, everyone, have a good week. Mike will be here at the end of the net for the report. So KCYVF, back to net.
All right, very good, Ron. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Work something out with the dentist appointment, either reschedule it or, I don't know, I think Flint's supposed to get less than we are as far as snow. I think we're in the Bay City, Saginaw, Midland areas in the band with the most. I think farther north, too, is not quite as much. Channel 5 News said that the Gaylord Weather Office had not issued anything for the northern counties yet either, but he suspects they might issue something for that, like you said, later tomorrow or something when the system gets a little bit closer. They know exactly what it's going to do, but from the charts and the maps and everything that they were showing, it looks like we're in the heart of the snow band right here in the Tri-Cities. So, all right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Dave, W8DW, and Standby Bob. Dave, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, real good there, Mike. 88MMH, W8DW, not a whole lot. I have a little story, though. We had just looking at the obituaries, the deaths in the last 2 weeks, and I guess 94 is probably not a real good number for this time of year. Ed King, who passed away just recently, was 94. We had one of our golfers that golfed on our Wednesday night group just a week ago. He was 94. He passed away. And then my old boss from work, he just passed away on Friday. He was 94, so I guess 94 is not a real good number. I got a ways yet before that, but it's coming up. Anyway, that's about all I got. Is say 73s. Everyone have a good one. Take care in the with the bad weather coming up. Thanks for doing the net there, Mike. KD8MMH, W8DW.
All right, very good, Dave. Thanks for joining us this evening. 73 to you also. You have a great week ahead. And, if you hit 94, I think you're quite a bit above the average lifespan there anyway. So if you've hit 94, you've lived a long, good life. So we can all hope to make it to 94, I guess. All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Bob, N8KPR, and Standby Tom. Bob, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening again. Well, thanks, Dave. I didn't know Ed King passed away. He was my Elmer. He taught me everything at the beginning, you know. And then I remember, you know, back in the early 90s, we had after a club meeting, we'd go out to a bar and have a couple beers or something, you know. And so I got to know Ed really well. And he's got some crazy radio equipment in his home, and his yard is basically an antenna farm. He's got antennas all over the place. He's got a 100-foot tower and a huge beam on top of it, plus a 2-meter vertical on top of that. But yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that. I didn't know that. I suppose I'm too late to pay my respects, but I have to check on that. But yeah, Ed was my armor, and he is a cool guy. But he's very opinionated, and I remember when he was part of Savara, somebody would say something, and he'd just stand up and start reading the riot act, about this isn't how it's supposed to be done, blah 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 blah. But he was a character. That's all I can say is he's a character. I loved the man. He was quite the guy. And he also had him and his brother used to race airplanes, RC airplanes, and they even built their own motors. He showed me some of the dies and old motors that they had built long ago, and that was really cool. He was a man of many, many hobbies. Everybody's sitting here. But yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. Last time I spoke to him was probably 2 years ago. And it took him a few minutes to realize who I was. I went over and actually visited him, but it took him a little bit to remember me, but he finally did. And another thing that, you're talking about age. I had kind of the opposite thing happen to me at work when I was in my, 50s. I worked with these other guys in their 60s and early 70s, and they always called me kid. Hey, kid, can you do this for me? My back's really bad, or my knees are bad. I can't get to this. Can you help me out here? So, yeah, they always call me kid. I'm like, okay, whatever. But I just thought it was funny. And then I don't know if anybody else had this experience before, but I went to Kroger's, Friday or Saturday, to buy a six-pack of beer. I think, I have a couple beers during the Super Bowl, And they says, I need to see your driver's license. So I showed him my driver's license. He goes, no, I need to take it out so I can scan it. And I go, you're not scanning my driver's license. I says, you don't need to know my driver's license number, my name, my address, my eye color. You don't need to know all that stuff. He says, well, I can't sell it to you unless I scan your ID. I goes, well, you can put it back on the shelf. And I walked out, went a quarter mile down the road to the liquor store, walked in there, bought what I wanted. No questions asked, and walked out. So I don't know if anybody else had experience with buying alcohol, but that's a little too much there. I mean, really, you don't even have to ask me. Just look at me. I'm 21. But hey, thanks for doing that, Mike. Everybody have a great evening. Back to Net Control, NAKPR.
All right, well, very good, Bob. Thanks for joining us this evening. I never had that experience. I'm not a huge alcohol buyer anyway, but I'm wondering if it's the bigger chains like Kroger, Meijer, or whatever, that maybe their systems they have some programs in there now where it's mandatory that it's entered into the system just for their liability purposes or whatever. I don't know, but if you're right, they don't need to know all that information just to buy a six-pack of beer. And I did check on our website. Ron does have under the silent key page, there is a link there to the Ed King obituary. And he passed away, looks like on Friday, January 24th. And the service was Thursday, January 30th. So, a week or so ago on that one. But anyway, thanks once again, Bob, for joining us this evening. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the KDAC repeater. Continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Tom, NHEUI, and Standby Mini. Tom, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks, Mike, NHEUI. I concur with Bob. I don't agree with the scanning of the driver's license. It is not necessary. They just need to know you're of age. And after that, you're on your way. There's no need for them to scan it. However, my wife and I, we've had the experience. We go into Aldi and we'll buy some of their wine. They have pretty good wine. It's pretty cheap wine, but it's really good wine. And, of course, they ask your ID to buy wine. And so I said to a clerk, I said, you're flattering me. You're making me feel young again, because 45, 46, 47 years ago, I had to prove that I was of age, and obviously I'm not. 18, 19 years old. When I was in high school, he was 18. Because I know, but standard procedure, you know, we had to ask. I said, well, no, you're not insulting me. You're flattering me. I feel young again, you know. I appreciate that. And of course, she looked all 22 herself, and I don't think she got the joke. But anyway, Barb was like, Tom, you're embarrassing her. You know, stop it, you know. But I said, no, I'm feeling young. And she's flattering me, you know. She's asking for my ID. You know, it is for standard operating procedure. But anyways, every time we go in to get wine, I just whip the card out because I know they're going to ask me. So anyway, that's about it. We have a PSK 31 digital contest this weekend. My let me rig real quick. Yeah, we have a PSK 31 digital contest this weekend. Last week I had put new shelving, and I had my shack all the tore apart, redoing positioning all the equipment and everything, and so it's all back together. I just have to it's positioned where I like it, but I still have to patch the cables in, and I'm gonna put some those clamp on toroid. Suppressors on the my digital cables, because there's a possibility that they're susceptible to any RF interference. So I put those RF suppressors on the RJ45 cables that go into the back of my signal link, go into the back of my radio. So I'm gonna put some clamp those on, and dress up the cables in the back of the on the table against the wall. I'm going to dress them all up, make it look nice and neat, because before my cables were just a spaghetti mess. So, but I'll get it all together, and hopefully in time for the contest this weekend. So, anyways, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. It was good to see everybody at the meeting last Friday. Yeah, it was a small turnout, but it was still fun. And breakfast Saturday morning over Levi, that was good too. We had a good breakfast. But anyways, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody, 73, and everybody stay warm this week, and you don't have to be out with the snow, don't. So just some advice when I used to work at TV5, you know, we would always tell people on the air, if you don't have to be out here, please do not travel. Yeah, we're out there ourselves doing live shots. It's such a contradiction. Anyways, I'm going to say 73, good night, and have a good week, you guys. This is NAEY.
All right, well, very good, Tom. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 73 to you also. Have a great week ahead, and get that snowblower fired up there, sounds like, for Thursday morning, and good luck with the contest this weekend. All right, continuing on down our list. Next, we'll go to Minnie, 88PAZ, and stand by Greg. Minnie, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening there again, Mike. This is KD8PAZ. Yeah, I looked at my thermometer over there. It's only 10 degrees here, so it's good. And I know this morning it was only 2 degrees when I got up. So anyway, not like as I am staying on this side of the door, staying warm. And as far as the snow, I don't have to be out until Friday, so probably by then the roads will be better. And whoever has to go out on Tuesday or tomorrow and Wednesday, take care. This is KD8DAZ, back to KD8MMH.
KD.
All right, well, very good, Minnie. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Yeah, hopefully they'll have the roads and everything cleared out for you by Friday there, so shouldn't have too much to worry about by then, I would hope. Thanks once again, and we'll talk with you again here next week. All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Greg, KE8AZN, and stand by Rick, KE8AZI. Greg, good evening. Go right ahead.
Oh, awesome. Okay, KD8MNH. This is KE8AZN, and many condolences for the families and friends of our silent key. Definitely will be missed. So, but anyway, I'm going to wish everybody a 73, and I always look forward to talking to you guys, and especially on Sunday evening and Monday tonight. And have a fantastic week there, everybody, and hopefully the snow will stay small. So that's what I'm looking for.
This is KE8 AZN. Back over to KE8 MMH.
All right, well, very good, Greg. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Always great to have you on our net, so appreciate that. 7-3 to you also, and snow-wise, I don't think you're going to get as much up there as we're going to get down here, so hopefully that'll be the case. Appreciate you joining us this evening. And that brings us down to Rick, KE8 AZI. Go right ahead, 73 round.
KE8 AZI. It's been a good conversation everybody's having out there this evening. I'm sorry to hear we've lost another one, but the way that place was described, it doesn't sound like it's too far away from me if it's here in Saginaw somewhere. I'll say 73s to everybody and I hope to catch you next week. And on that, I will turn it back over to Nat, KE8 AZI.
All right, very good. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 7-3 to you also, and I hope to hear you on here also again next Monday night. Appreciate that. Brings us to the bottom of the list. Is there anyone else that would like to join the net before we close it down? If so, please call Net Control now.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Are there any closing comments or announcements for the Savara Net?
KC8YVF.
Yep, go ahead, Ron.
Just for Bob, information, my in-laws lived in Frankenmuth until they passed away a few years ago. And I always, when we were living in Flint, I would always take Damel Road from Birchrone Road, north Damel Road, up into the back way into Frankenmuth, because I didn't want to take the main road going into downtown Frankenmuth and deal with that. They lived on the west side. And I always passed by this house that had a great big antenna farm in the backyard with this big beam up on it and wire antennas and everything else, and I was wondering, man, I wonder who that is. And now that you mentioned it, I just went to Ed's. I looked up his call sign and his address, and that was Ed's house. So I'm looking at the picture here at the street view on Google Maps of his antenna farm in the back. The last photo said it was October of 2018. So that answers my question of who lived there, because I always drove by and I said, wow, that's quite impressive. That's a nice big antenna and, you know, 100 foot in the air, and that I would like to have something like that. So now I know who it belonged to and where it was. It's something I'd passed by for probably 20 years going up there and, again, not knowing who it was. So that's all I got, Mike, KC8YVF, back to net.
Okay, very good, Ron. Thanks. Bob, any comments on Ron's comments there?
Other than Damel Road. And like I said, I'd known Mann since 1989 when he was my Elmer. He would have classes at the Red Cross building, you know, teaching new hands all the stuff, you know, so they could pass their tests. And, I've been over his house many, 100 times, you know. Sometimes he was in a contest. He said, come on over, let's play radio. So I'd go over there upstairs into it was almost the attic. But he had equipment all over. He had just one amp. He said it put out like 3,000 watts. But, it was huge. It must have been 2.5 feet long by 2.5 feet wide. And, no, it was longer than, it was deeper than it was wide, but it was probably a good 12 inches high. But man, I think it was all tubes. Things just glowed. You feel the heat coming off it. But in his walls was just wallpaper with QSL cards. You know, just wallpapered with QSL cards. It was, I always had a good time with the man. I always had fun going over there. You know, we'd he'd always show me something different, some new tricks or whatever, and or a new antenna he made, whatnot. But yeah, I love the guy, man. He is a good friend, and he's my owner, but he's also a good friend. I was gone to Mexico when everything happened, you know. So, but I'll always remember him. Always remember him. He was my first contact on HF. So, and I got him in my logbook. So, that's cool. But you know, thanks for the memories there, Ron. Back to you, Mike. NAKPR.
Okay. Oh, very good, Bob. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the comments. I appreciate that. Are there any other closing comments or announcements for the Savironet? Hey, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 11 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all of those who participated in tonight's net. This is Mike, 88MMH. This net is now closed, returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 7-3, thank you one and all. And Ron, KC8YVS, stand by for just 1 second here while I get the numbers together for the net report. Okay, KC8YVF, KD8MMH, let me know if you're ready for the net report, Ron.
Yeah, I'm ready, Mike. Go right ahead.
Okay, this will be my number 152, routine, Hotel X-Ray Golf, KD8MMH. Check of 8, Saginaw, Michigan, February 10th, 2025, and it's being addressed to yourself, Ron Huss, at Amateur Call, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Break for text. Total check-ins, figures 11-1-1. Total time, figures 56-5-6. Minutes, X-ray, end, no more, I'll copy.
I copy the report, Mike. Thank you very much for doing the net tonight, and we'll talk to you later. KC8YVF, Cliff.
Hey, thanks, Ron. It looks like I'll be looking for a new power supply here, too, if I could get rid of that AC hum that I've been having. So thanks for filling me in on that and getting it figured out. So at least we know what the problem is now. So KD8MMH, clear.
KC8YVF from
KD8YXU
Mobile.
KC8YVF, go ahead.
Yeah, I chatted with you yesterday on that net. I forgot to write down your email address there in regards to that MBS FAA airport training. Was it KC8YVF at ARRL.net or is it .com?
It is .net, so KC8YVF at ARRL.net. That should get to me. Also, if you go on QRZ, if you log into that, if you have an account on QRZ, go to my call sign. It'll list the my email address on there as well.
Okay, fair enough. I appreciate that. KD8YXU Mobile will be clear. 7-3.
KC8YVF, clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.